heard footsteps, leaves in short, gets his own rebound, though, and he's still dribbling on the right wing. Back up to the top to Zach Kramer. Over to Rick in the left wing. Being guarded by distance by Kraft. 15 seconds left. Left wide open at the top of the key for three. Sandrick with his second three of the night has eight. And now it's 22-17. 5 seconds left. Seaman for three. It's blocked by Gangler with 1 second left. And that is the end of the first quarter as Beachy lost. That one nearly goes in. But we are at the end of the first quarter. Hubble Reach lead 22-17. With some high power offenses on either side. You're tuned to WLEW's second quarter coming up.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Typically, I talk about some concern in life, but it's time for a celebration. After years of service to the community, Deb McBride is retiring from Farm Bureau Insurance. And for some ridiculous reason, they're leaving me in charge. So come on in this Monday, February 25th, to the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance, across from the hardware store in the metropolis of Elkton. So come on in, thank Deb, grab some free cookies, or at least put a face to my voice. I'm even better looking in person. So come on in this Monday to Farm Bureau Insurance in downtown Elkton.
Hubble Reach shooting absolutely just out of their minds from the three-point line. They are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for 7 behind the arc in the first quarter. That's just unheard of.
And you know, if they didn't get a piece of that last one, that would have been definitely a 7 for 7.
Now they're trying to check in Brendan Ballard, but they won't let him check in. They say the second horn went already. So now he checks in after they inbound the ball here. Hubble Reach gets it to start the second quarter. They lead by 5, 22-17 over USA. Over Jonathan Kraft back at the top to Eli Kraft. Back over to John. Now to Eli. Both brothers. Over to Aaron Ginther. Left wing being guarded closely by Rick. Now Jonathan Kraft feeds it into Colin Cook. Checking into the right corner. Back over to Aaron Ginther. Left wing. Drives right down the lane. Jump stop. Back up to Eli Kraft. He now goes to the lane. Kicks it out to his brother John for three. This one's off the mark. And rebound by USA, Zach Kramer. No fouls yet, I'd like to mind, in this game. And we've already played one quarter. We have 7.5 left in the second.
Not many whistles either, and I get a feeling that our friend Brandon here is going to be sitting here for a while.
BG, top of the key, going against Kraft at the top. Picks up his dribble that just inside the free throw line, puts up a jump shot. This one's good. BG now with 4 points on the nose. 22-19, three-point game. USA trails by a mere 3 points. Eli Kraft, top of the key, picks up his dribble over to Jonathan Kraft. From the left corner to Colin Cook, defensive specialist for Hubble Reach. Now Eli takes a three from the right wing. Yes! Eli, with his second three of the night, has 6 points. And now it's 25-19, Hubble Reach. Rick, his pass is headed for Jake Beachy, stolen by Seaman, goes up for the layup and misses it. Heard footsteps trying to look out for the contact. Instead, they get the rebound, kicks out to Eli Kraft for three. This one's no good. And Kraft gets his own rebound on the long rebound. He's in the count, Cook wide open underneath the defense. Colin Cook is in the book for 2 points. It's 27-19. Hubble Reach leads by eight. Dan Rick on the right wing, dribbling. Gone 2 minutes without a whistle or a stoppage. Down to the baseline in the right corner. Cibici trying to feed it into Gangler. A little bit of a loose ball. And they say he stepped out of line. Now Brendan Ballard checks in for USA, as well as Josh Shelkey for Hubble Reach. He replaces Jonathan Kraft. Sitting down for USA, that would be Dan Rick. On the court right now for USA is number 11, Zach Kramer. Number 44, Seth Gangler. 32, Ballard. Jake Beachy, number 10. And number 31, number 31, still looking for him. Aiden Ewald, excuse me. Aaron Ginther hits it on the right block, goes up for the layup. He is fouled on the layup, makes the shot. They say it counts. So Aaron Ginther will be going line for one shot. Ginther now has 12 points. as the first foul in the entire game goes against USA's number 31, Hayden Ewald. And it's good. So the old-fashioned three-point play is good for Aaron Ginther. He has 13 and pushes the lead to 11. It's 30-19, Harbor Beach over USA, trying to feed it into Ballard. And they tried to double-team Ballard. Ginther went into the air. There's a little bit of a push. And the push goes against Aaron Ginther. Rightfully so, his first. Harbor Beach's first. USA inbounding underneath their own basket. Feeds into Ewald for three under the left corner. This one's no good. Rebound. Harbor Beach trying to go on the transition. A little bit of an errant pass. And Josh Shelkey can't bring it down.
Josh Shelkey saw this ball was coming, and it was tipped. And rightfully so, he went ahead and just let it go out of bounds.
And Harbor Beach inbounds it right in front of us. Dan Rick will be checking back in as well as number 21 for USA the next time. Right wing to Kraft, back of Shelkey. Now Kraft has it at the right wing. Skip pass the left wing to Ginther. Now Andrew Stevens on keeping guard by Ballard. Get a little handsy going there. Eli Kraft goes in the lane, kicks over to Callan Cook in the right block, goes up for the off the backboard, and it's good. Callan Cook with 4 points and a 13-point lead for the Pirates, 32-19. 4:54 left in the second. Seth Dangler, top of the key, over to number 11. And the left corner to Ewald, back up to 11, Zach Kramer. Goes up to the free throw line extent, takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Harbor Beach. Here comes Ginther, up for the layup from the left side, no good. And Stephen is there with the putback. Stephen now with 8 points, and we have a timeout called by USA. With 4:32 left in the second quarter, it's a Harbor Beach 15-point lead, the largest of the night. And looks like we're going to be having a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. 34-19, Harbor Beach by 15 over the visiting USA Patriots.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Seems as if our Reese really can't do anything wrong. They're shooting their lights out from behind the arc. Currently, they're starting to get the transition offense going. They lead by 15, 34-19, and we're not even halfway through the second quarter at 4:32. USA just took a full timeout, making some adjustments. John, what do you think game four is setting up here?
Well, he's going to adjust to the whistle that he's got out here. Right now, it's a slow whistle, and the clock is moving on him real fast. Right now, 34-19. You don't have time to wait around. And so what they have to do on the defensive end is just go ahead and use the whistle to their advantage. Mug a few, don't get caught on the offense. Be very tough the other way, too.
4:29 left in the second quarter. USA with the ball. Kramer feeds it into Harris on the right block, and it gets no good. Rebound Ballard. Still loose, and now brings in for Harbor Beach. Checks it all the way down the court to Aaron Ginther up for the layup, and this one's good. Ginther now with 15 points. 4 minutes left in the second, 36-19, Harbor Beach. Rick goes right into the wide open lane and leaves it short on the finger roll, and here comes Harbor Beach. Kraft shoots Callan Cook to the left side, and this one's good. Callan Cook with 6 points. He's typically pretty quiet on the offensive side. That's not the case tonight. 3:45 left in the second. It's 38-19. Harbor Beach currently doubling up the Patriots. Dan Rick in the right wing. Sheds one defender. Now Kraft is on him. On the baseline, takes the jump shot. No good. Rebound still loose. They say last touch by Ballard. And now number three, Nistimbler, comes back in for USA, as well as number 10, Jake Peachy. So 11, Zach Kramer sits down.